Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
But now I can tell you that on commission, Planola has refused permission for a service station to be redeveloped at the site where 10 people lost their lives in Creasla in County Donegal more than 2 years ago. Permission had originally been granted by Donegal County Council for the demolition and reconstruction of the existing building, but this was appealed by bereaved family members. Shortly before I came on air, I spoke with Donna Harper, whose daughter Leona was killed in the explosion at the age of just 14. And I asked Donna first for her reaction to that news today.
Well, it's been going on for quite a long time at the moment, and we weren't actually expecting this news today. But we're just, at the moment, I think we're just trying to process it all at the minute. We haven't actually had a chance to sit down and read the paperwork to go through that. So I'm sure there's going to be questions that will arise out of that for us. But at the moment, we're still a wee bit shocked and trying to process it all as a family.
Really? Are you relieved, Donna?
Yes, I have to say that I am. As Leona's mother and as Leona's family, it's been a difficult month for us. It's always difficult for us every day and will be for the rest of our lives. But our daughter actually should have been doing her Leaving Cert and finishing school this year. She was only 14 when she passed away. Leona, as I say, she should have been doing her Leaving Cert and finishing school. She should have, as a mother, I should have been out picking a prom dress for my daughter because she would have been making her prom on the 9th of July. So it's to hear that news today, it was good to hear that.
Yeah. And it doesn't make your grief any easier, I'm sure, to deal with, but it's just something else you don't have to deal with, I'm sure. Have you spoken with the other family members who lost loved ones in the tragedy?
Yes, we were speaking to a few of them today. I was speaking to a few of them myself, actually, on the phone, and I think they're the same as myself. They're just trying to process everything at the minute and just trying to gather their thoughts around it because it has been a long process.
Yeah. It's been going on now for quite a long time. Milestone in that process as well. I mean, the proposal that has been refused included a shop and a post office, a beauty salon, I believe, fuel pumps, and a memorial as well. And as I say, that's been rejected. Do you have,
it has been, turned down. As I say, I haven't read everything yet, but in regards to the planning that was there for a memorial garden, it was a tiny little space. If you look at the actual plans for it, it was a tiny little strip of grass and actually straight, the little tiny strip of grass and actually right beside it, there was a place where people could go and leave their bicycles right beside that. So, and people can actually see that on the plans.
And you think that's inappropriate? It wouldn't do justice to the tragedy or the memories of the beautiful people that lost their lives in that tragedy either. Do you have a preference?
Just my opinion, not with a bicycle stand.
Yeah.
At the same wee strip of grass that was what was supposed to be proposed for a memorial. It was a bit shocking to see that, to be honest, when I first seen that.
I know this is a really difficult question to answer, really, but do you know how the people who lost their lives could be memorialised, or what would you prefer to have as a memorial to them?
Well, I think for me and my family, and the same for some of the other families and people that's been affected and people that's been injured and so on. I mean, there's a lot of people affected by this. And I know anybody that I've been speaking to, they've all been saying the same thing, just turn it into a memorial garden and somewhere to go and reflect and sit down, whether it's like there's trees planted there or a bench or whatever it may be. But I think that's a discussion for everybody that was affected.
Yeah.
I think it's just a discussion for everybody to be able to have everybody can have their own say in that,
Is there any sense or do you have any fear, Donna, that you might have to go through all of this again? Because Commission Planola says the proposed development could negatively impact on the wider long-term regeneration and renewal of the village. They said it would be contrary to the Donegal County Council development plan in respect of inappropriate layout and building design in the context of the existing streetscape. That's the kind of language that's being used. But I just wonder if a new proposal could be submitted. Could you have to go through this again, do you think?
Well, at the minute, we're not 100% sure how it works, but obviously it would be a fear for all of us, you know. It's for me and my family, it would be a worry. You know, from day one that it's been in planning, and it's, you know, when there was a lot of submissions put in against that planning. It is a worry, of course, it's a worry. But at the moment, we don't really know at the minute what's happening. As I say, I haven't had a chance to sit down and read anything yet, but just trying to process it as we're going along at the minute today. But of course, it's a worry. Yeah,
I appreciate that. Yeah. Can I ask you finally, because I know it's important to all the families, Donna, that your focus is always on a full public inquiry. You and all of the community at Creaset, you want to find out fully what happened. And that's still your focus, isn't it?
Absolutely. Again, like, I can only speak for myself here, but absolutely, the inquiry is really, really important, and because there's so many factors, the truth needs to come out. People need to know what exactly happened, so this can never happen again. That explosion happened on the 7th of October 2022. For me, I can only speak for myself. For me, it's vital that the truth comes out as exactly what happened, so this can never happen again. And it's important that nobody goes through this. Do you know, it's yes, myself and my family were suffering. Of course, we will for the rest of our lives. We've lost our beautiful daughter, but there's so many other people that's been affected by this. There was people there that were very badly injured. There was people there that lost their homes. Do you know, there's just so many people that need the answers as to what happened.
Yeah. Well, look, I really appreciate your time, Donna, I must say. You're always in our thoughts, all of the families who suffered in the Creaset tragedy, when we discuss any element of the story, I must say. Donna Harper, thank you for joining us in the programme.
Thank you very much. Thank you.